Over the first 21 years, what we did is, in this part of the country, the most important problem is the water. And for us to have water available for agriculture, the first thing we need to do is design a program of extensive soil and water conservation program. This includes building micro dams and medium type of dams, building ponds, building terraces and check dams, establishment of closures, and then planting trees. This, of course, is something that long term. But because of this kind of work, we're able to improve the state of affairs of agriculture. Instead of depending solely on the rains, we are able, at least in some cases, to supplement the rains, and in other cases also to introduce full-fledged irrigation schemes.
What is the food situation in Eritrea? Because there have been instances of reports that suggest that Eritreans are hungry and that some of them are running across the border to other countries because there's no food.
That's not true. I wish you had time and you could travel throughout the country. We really don't have really hungry people, because in Eritrea, some of them are involved in the production of crops, some of them are involved in keeping livestock, some of them are in horticulture. All of this, at the end of the day, helps them to get their basic food. If that is not possible, we have a responsible government here. It makes sure that cereals, crops, and other foodstuffs are available. In fact, on the market, unlike what we see elsewhere, the price of crops have been steadily decreasing in Eritrea since 2008. Now the prices that you have this year is much less than the price of last year. And the one of last year is much less than the price of the previous year.
So statistically, what will somebody say is the policies that have been implemented to attain food security, especially when recently there was farming around the Horn of Africa? What will you do to prevent this from happening in Eritrea?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been saying before, because we are enlightening our farmers on how to prepare the land better, how to use improved seeds. We're introducing machinery so that we can plow the land better. And we are very confident. For us, achieving food security in Eritrea is a very short term, which is in a space of 3 to 5 years. We're not going to talk about ensuring food to Eritrea.